Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
As a young boy in Illinois, he dreamed of someday playing a starring role for his beloved Chicago Cubs. Yet, if you could drop in on him at work today, you would probably discover a guitar and a microphone in place of a baseball glove. We head on the road today and discover the journey of an award-winning, chart-topping musician for whom his songs are opportunities to share real stories of real people facing life's challenges head-on and finding redemption and hope for the future. He just released his fifth studio album, Live Forever, this spring, of which CCM Magazine has declared it's his best performance to date. And so we offer our warmest welcome to Matthew West today. Sir, it's a real pleasure having you here. And I imagine you're keeping pretty busy with the album release just in the rearview mirror. What does a day in the life look like for you right now?
Well, it's a mixed bag. Every day is different. My life is certainly not one of those punch the clock 9 to 5 every day, the same kind of job. The year started with being in the recording studio for hours on end, and then as the record finished, we got on a tour bus and traveled to 40 cities across the country. And these days, actually today as I'm talking to you, you're giving me a much needed break from some writing that I'm doing. I'm working on a new devotional book that's coming out this fall.
Oh, wow.
And, just about the time a little writer's block was hitting, I had it on my schedule to speak with you for an interview, so thanks for bailing me out.
Oh, I am honored. We are honored to serve you in this way. I mean, what can we even say at the level of honor that we have today in this interview? Well, you mentioned stories right off the bat, Matthew, but the new album is full of story songs, and you've kind of become a story collector. It seems, you know, you received thousands of personal stories from your fans. What's behind that passion of yours to tell these stories?
Well, you're exactly right. That's something that I'm really passionate about. I'm not just collecting people's stories, but in doing so, hopefully encouraging people to recognize that their story matters and that they're on this earth to tell a story to the world that could change the world. And so I've been on this mission of inviting people the opportunity to share their story with me. And the genesis of the idea actually came from a personal trial in my own story. Several years ago, I'd been working really hard to make my career kind of take off to the next level. As you mentioned in your introduction, my original aspirations were with a baseball bat and gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that I couldn't hit a curveball. And so, you know, that was sort of life's curveball that came to me, and I began to seek out a new passion in life. And I traded one in a million dream of being a baseball player for another one in a million dream of being a recording artist and songwriter. In 2007, my career was about to take off to the next level, and that's when my voice actually took off. And it was kind of a nightmare situation for somebody who makes his living by singing and speaking.
Yeah.
To find out from the doctors that I was going to need to have vocal cord surgery that was going to threaten my career. It was through that personal trial where my voice was taken away, my inability to tell my story through my songs was taken away. But through that trial in my life, I felt like God began to show me that he wasn't done with me yet. He was going to use my voice once again, but that somehow he was going to use my voice to give a voice to other people. And that's what sent me on this journey, asking the question, what would it look like if instead of writing songs just about my own life, which is what I had done up until that point, what would it look like if I gave people the opportunity to write their story to me and then actually have the fans of my music be the ones who serve as the inspiration for my songs? And that's what's led me to talk to you today. I've collected over 40,000 of those stories and counting from all over the country and all over the world. And those stories have served as the inspiration for these songs on my new record.
And it's tremendous, if I may say so. It's called Live Forever, and we're talking with Matthew West on the road here for Faith Radio, the chart-topping singer, the songwriter, just out with Live Forever. The song Day One is being heard on radio stations all across the country and has been for a while now. But tell us a little bit about that story. It's a story of new beginnings, right?
Absolutely. It's a story that reminds us that all of us have the power to change and the opportunity to change our lives, that our tomorrow could be better than yesterday. And boy, I don't know if you're anything like me. I need a daily reminder that God's not done with me.
Amen.
And I got one of those powerful daily reminders in the form of one of the stories that came to me. It actually came to me from a small town of Worthington, Minnesota. And as a result, a few weeks ago, I called a pizza restaurant called Pizza Ranch in Worthington, Minnesota, and I asked to speak to the manager. His name is Josh, and the reason I called was to tell him that his story inspired my song. Josh wrote to me. He heard me talking on an interview like this, encouraging people to tell their story. And so he said, all right, I'm going to take you up on it. So he wrote to me, and he said, I want to tell you my story. Josh grew up in a pretty difficult home life, the child of a single parent. He never met his mother. At an early age, he got involved in drugs, and as a young teenager, wound up making some really poor choices, got involved in drug dealing, and at the age of 16, got arrested. Now, Josh was sentenced to 10 years, 10 years. So from juvenile corrections all the way through maximum security prison, the next 10 years of his life had already been laid out for him.
Wow.
But while Josh was in prison, he got saved. He asked Jesus into his heart, and he began a new direction. Even as a convicted inmate in prison, he was daring to believe that God could change his life. You know, a lot of the inmates, when somebody gets saved in prison, they refer to it as jailhouse religion. In other words, it's sort of a term that says, oh, sure, you know, behind bars you're a Christian, but once you get out into the free world, you're just going to go back to the life you once knew.
Right.
Well, Josh wrote to me that he was determined not to do that, but to prove that he really was a changed man. So he got out of prison, and he searched for a job, but nobody would take a chance on him. So he began to get pretty discouraged. Finally, the church that he was attending, there was a Christian couple who ran a pizza ranch, and they heard about his situation, and they prayed and decided to give him a chance. So they hired him on and gave him a part-time job. And Josh simply wrote to me, he said, Matthew, I took that part-time job and I ran with it. I worked and I worked and I proved to everyone that I was a changed man. And today, I'm the general manager of that pizza restaurant. And I want people to know that if God can turn my life in a new direction, he can do that for everybody.
And it's even more poignant than you know, sir, because our radio network includes many folks for whom Worthington, Minnesota, and Pizza Ranch are very near and dear to their hearts. So thanks so much for sharing that story. Just amazing.
You know, and that's why I called the song Day One, because I think, you know, myself, and I know so many other people are just tempted to live life so defeated, and to fail to believe that man, that change is possible. And you say, oh, my best days are behind me, or well, maybe tomorrow I'll make a change. And I was just so inspired by that guy, Josh, because here he is now. He's married. He's got a beautiful little daughter that I just got to meet a few weeks when they came out to see my show.
Wow.
And he really is living the change. Is he perfect? No. Are any of us? Absolutely not. But God promises us in Lamentations chapter 3 that the faithful love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. And so I remember Josh. And sometimes when I'm struggling in my faith, I can look to a story like Josh's and say, okay, Lord, I know you're not done with Josh, and I know you're not done with me. Today's day one.
Oh, well said, sir. Well said. Matthew West is here with us on the road. And, you know, you talk about, I think so many people have that aspiration for hope. But it's not just one of those things where anything will do, right? I mean, you'll find a program or you'll find a word of encouragement and suddenly you'll think, this is the reason for hope. But it's a hope that's actually built on something that lasts and something that really can be trusted that we really need, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's ironic that there's even a whole category of books called self-help books.
Exactly.
And there's such irony even in that term, self-help. I think it points to our culture and our society's stubborn desire to believe that it's up to us to make the change that we want to make mm-hmm. in our lives. And I think that's what winds up getting individuals in trouble. Heck, that's what winds up getting a nation in trouble yep. when we believe that we ourselves hold the power that we need to change our lives, our families, our worlds, our country. You know, we need power and strength from a greater source. You and I, on our own strength, we might be able to string together a few good days of better habits and better living.
Sure.
But without God's help, true and lasting life change is simply not possible. Because when it falls to us and it all falls on our shoulders, we're going to realize at some point or another that we're simply not strong enough to make it through this life on our own. And then when we fall, we have nobody but ourselves to blame, and that's where the defeat comes in. And so I don't know about you, but I would much rather, when I fall, be able to give thanks to the God who never gives up on me
yes.
and trust that he's not going to leave me at rock bottom when I do fall, but he's going to help me get back up again with a reminder that his mercy's new every day.
Absolutely. 100% could not agree more with that, sir. Well, as we gaze back into the life of the young Mr. Matthew West, I understand that music was a huge part of life for you even early on, and that your parents played a big role in passing that gift along. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, yeah. I grew up in the Chicago suburbs. My father's been a pastor for 38 years, and my mom and dad just served our home church in Chicago for all of those years. And so I grew up in church, and obviously music is a huge component and ingredient to church life and the church services. And so I was surrounded by music at an early age. And though my aspirations were more directed towards athletics and sports, music was always something that I had a deep love and appreciation for. And then, you know, growing up, I'm thankful that my mom and dad, they actually would take my brothers and I to see any number of Christian music concerts. And that's really where I began to fall in love with the thought that maybe I could communicate, you know, the hope that I've found in Jesus through music and through contemporary music. And that's really what, you know, began kind of planting the seeds for me to be doing what I'm doing now, was going to concerts like DC Talk and Stephen Curtis Chapman and all these different artists that I love so much.
Absolutely. And many, of course, who are growing up now feel the same way about you, which I imagine, is that kind of a weird thing to hear or think about?
It really is. It's quite flattering and humbling, and yet it's something that I think about when I step on stage and I look out at the crowd these days. You know, the crowds are getting bigger and bigger, and that's something that I take great responsibility. You know, as I look out from the stage, I look out in the crowd and I see, you know, I see these children and kids, boys and girls and teenagers in the audience, and I just get this flashback of when I was the one in the audience looking up at that artist. And so I feel a great amount of responsibility with that. But I also think, man, I wonder who's being inspired at this concert and who might be the next person on stage sending a positive message into the world because they were influenced. So never know how God might work. Just like God worked in my heart at those concerts, he could create you know, the next person to be up there doing it for generations to come.
Well, before you signed with a record label, you put in your time as an independent artist after college, and you were really persistent in putting your work out there. You wrote a lot of songs for many big-name Christian and country artists, but did that ever become a frustrating time to the extent that you maybe even considered maybe taking another path or doing something else?
Well, you know, I never really gave myself a fallback plan. I really just felt, you know, I've always had a pretty singular focus. Even back in high school, that's how I was wired. You know, if it was baseball, that was it. When baseball went away, that's the only time I began to turn my attention towards other aspirations, and that's when music took over. And this time, what made the music aspirations different than my sports and goals and dreams was that I knew that God had called me to this. I knew that this was God's plan for my life. I knew it beyond the shadow of a doubt. And so I never really wavered in my determination to make it happen, but there were several years of wondering if I was barking up the wrong tree. You know, when success doesn't come to you in a certain area of your life overnight, you are going to be tempted to ask some of those questions.
Yeah.
God, did I not hear you correctly? You know, what's the deal? But there were several years of me traveling around the country in a green Honda Civic, you know, with my my homemade CDs in the trunk of my car, and playing at youth groups and colleges and church services and doing everything I could to get the word out and get the music out. And it was through those years that God just began to show me, even when an artist or a band would record one of my songs, you know, there was kind of it was a victory, but it was also a bit of a mixed blessing, because at the time I'm going, well, man, nobody's going to know my name. They're just going to know my song.
Right, right.
And, boy, the irony in that struggle is really became a beautiful learning process for me to get to a point where, you know what, at the end of my life, if people don't remember my name, but yet some of the messages in the songs brought them closer to Christ, you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that legacy. And so God was really growing me, and I find that that's what he's doing in all of our lives. Even somebody who's listening to this interview right now who's maybe not where they want to be in life. They're not where they see themselves going. They're in an in-between season in one way or another. Man, if we approach these in-between seasons or even trials we're facing, moments where we've yet to see our dream come true with eyes wide open, God might show us, even in the moment, how he's growing us and making us more like him, and at the end of the day, making us more dependent on him to remember when we do reach our seasons of success that it had nothing to do with us, but had everything to do with God's power, God's plan, and God's timing.
Well, the wisdom that you're hearing right there is coming from Matthew West, the chart-topping singer, the songwriter. He's just out with his newest release called Live Forever. And I'm Ryan Thomas here on Faith Radio's On the Road. It's been interesting kind of reflecting on your music in advance of talking to you, because I realized that a number of your songs were unique in the way that they actively motivated me after I listened to them. I think of Do Something, where I leave the listening experience feeling like I need to, in fact, go and do something. The Motions was another one earlier, and I actually felt like you were kind of musically, this sounds violent, I don't mean it in a violent way, but musically kicking me in the right direction, you know, when I first heard it. It strikes me that I don't leave that many songs with that sense of purpose. I was wondering, is that something that you're actively thinking about when you sit down to write? How can I motivate someone with this song?
A lot of those songs come out of my own personal spiritual journey. You know, I'm like I said, I'm a grown up preacher's kid now. But I've spent my whole life in church, and you know, that sounds amazing. And yet each life path brings with it its own set of struggles. And so for me, the struggle was, I've gotten really good at looking and talking and acting like a good Christian who's got his act together.
Right.
But man, I keep sensing that God's stirring my heart, and stirring in my heart a desire to allow him to take me to deeper depths in my relationship with him, to live more dangerously, to give more dangerously, and to reach the end of my life with no regrets. I don't want to reach the end and have people say of me, well, he played it safe, that's for sure, or he went through the motions. You know, I want to get to the end and stand before the Lord and have him say, well done, well done. You know, as my coach used to say in high school baseball and football, is you're going to leave it all out on the field. You know what I mean? Don't take anything left with you back to the locker room. Leave it all out on the field. And I want that to be said of me in my life. And so at times the songs that I write, the themes that they carry, are written out of that own personal desire. For me, not to just talk about doing something, because Christians can be the best at that. We talk about it, but are we really going to do it? And, I've gotten some criticism from people. I was even on iTunes last night reading some people's reviews of my music, which I've learned is a mistake. Just don't even go there. And, you know, people had things to say about songs like that going, you know, I disagree with the message of this song, Do Something, because Matthew's focusing way too much on works and not enough on faith and trusting that that God is doing all the work. And, right. And you know, it's like, I don't write songs to get into some kind of theological debate, but I do know what the Scripture says. Yeah. And I do know that the Scripture says faith without works. Well, Rich Mullins said it best. Faith without works is like a screen door on a submarine. It's about as useless as a screen door on a submarine.
Absolutely.
Faith without works, as the Bible says, is dead. And so we want the world to see in us not just that we're yapping all the time about the injustices of the world, but that we're actually out there doing something about the injustices of the world and leading not by words, but by example. And that's the heartbeat of that song.
Man, just some truth bombs being thrown by Matthew West today on the road here on Faith Radio. What a treat to get to talk to you. And just a few more minutes left with our time here with Matthew, but you deal with a lot of sincere and earnest messages in your shows, performances. People can hear your heart right here, but those who have seen you in the flesh, in concert, know that you can be a pretty goofy guy as well. So I'm curious, do you have one or two instances at live shows? Because I know just from observation that those are so, things change fast, you don't really know what to expect, but are there one or two instances that stick out to you as some of the most surprising, strange, or funny things that have happened at a show?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's funny because I think sometimes we take our jobs as musicians a little too seriously. And, you know, for me, I've realized early on that, man, if I'm having fun, then the crowd's going to have fun. And if we're all having fun, then our hearts are going to be more open and receptive to some of the ministry moments in the concerts and the messages in the songs that we sing. I want my concerts to have a spirit of joy and happiness and allow the crowd to sort of lay their troubles on the ground for a little while and find a smile on their face. You know, a lot of people are coming to concerts and they've had a hard day, or they're turning on the radio because they're going through a tough time in their life, and they need to be reminded that the Bible offers us things like peace that pass understanding and joy unspeakable.
Yes.
Those are things that sometimes are rarely displayed on the face or in the life of the average Christian. And I want my concerts to display that joy is contagious. And so I tend to be a pretty big goofball on stage in effort to achieve that. We're having a fun time playing a lot of summer festivals and state fairs. And, you know, obviously there's no shortage of disgusting fried fruit on a stick at these festivals. And so
no.
I started a contest to see who the most exciting person at each concert is, and I would pick one winner, and they'd get to come backstage and eat whatever specialty fried food on a stick they had at that festival. So the other night, a sweet girl named Crystal was selected because she made a pretty awesome poster. She got to come backstage after the show and eat cheesecake on a stick with my band and I. And so I posted a picture. You can find that on my Twitter account and Facebook account, and people can see the different fried foods that I'll be eating with fans all across the country. Now, I don't want anybody judging me saying that I'm promoting unhealthy eating. I only ate a couple bites of the cheesecake, so it's about moderation, friends.
The admirable restraint of Matthew West here on the road. Well, what a treat to get to chat with you, sir. We've enjoyed your music for a long time, but to get to hear your heart and to discover that, if I may say so, you are even more of a decent human being than you are a singer, sir.
Well, thank you. It's great to talk to you today. And, you know, my hope is that these songs and even the stories we've told today, you know, that when people pick up a record or hear a song on the radio, even if they don't know the specific story behind it, of course they can dig on my website or in the liner notes and find great videos and stories behind the songs. But the whole goal is that people will begin to think of their lives like a story that God is telling, a story that's far from over. And so the messages on this new record, Live Forever, I just hope that they'll just touch people's hearts and inspire them to make the rest of their story echo for eternity. and live their lives with their eyes fixed on the ultimate prize, which is an eternity spent with our Savior. So thanks for the chance to share my stories, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Well, absolutely, sir. That newest album called Live Forever, available in stores everywhere, on iTunes, on Amazon. And what's the best place online to find you, Matthew? Is your website, Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, MatthewWest.com is my website. It's got all of our upcoming tour dates for this summer and fall. And then my Twitter account is @Matthew_West. You can find me on Facebook at Facebook.com/MatthewWestMusic. And you'll have all the information, all the updates. I mean, shoot, you can find pictures of my kids if you want to. you know, everything's an open book these days. So check us out, and we appreciate everybody's support.
Thank you so much, brother. We really appreciate you, and keep up the great work.
All right, man. Have a good day.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.